Boyd Gaming executive Steve Scott named to Las Vegas Tourism Board. Boyd Gaming executive Steve Scott has been appointed to the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority Board. The LVCVA confirmed that Scott will fill the seat vacated by long-serving industry veteran Steve Thompson, who retired as Boyd Gaming's chief administrative officer at the end of March. The appointment places an operations-focused casino executive on the tourism authority at a moment when Las Vegas is navigating strengthening convention business and evolving visitor demand, after visitor numbers fell in 2025. Boyd Gaming lists Scott as executive vice president of operations, a role he has held since joining the company in 2014. His resume spans several major operators. He was senior vice president of operations at Hard Rock Roxino Northfield Park in Ohio from 2013 to 2014, spent 8 years at Station Casinos between 2005 and 2013 and held senior operations posts at Caesars Entertainment earlier in his career. Scott began in the gaming industry at Station Casinos in 1996 as assistant director of food and beverage and was promoted to vice president and assistant general manager in 2000. He holds a degree in hospitality administration from Purdue University. Industry observers say Scott's appointment reflects the LVCVA's emphasis on operational expertise as it implements marketing and product strategies to attract conventions, leisure travelers, and international visitors. Having someone with deep property-level and regional operations experience at the table strengthens the board's ability to align destination marketing with what guests actually experience on the ground, said James Adler, managing partner at Global Gaming Advisors. Scott understands the logistics of large-scale events and the staffing, facilities, and service benchmarks that drive repeat visitation. Hospitality heroes highlight workforce priorities. The LVCVA used the board meeting to present the first 2026 Hospitality Heroes Awards, a program that recognizes frontline and management staff who demonstrate service excellence. Winners receive a two-night stay at a Las Vegas resort of their choosing as part of the honor. This quarter's recipients include Cheryl Black, general manager at Southwest Airlines, who was acknowledged for her efforts to cultivate a supportive workplace culture and consistent guest service, and David Pischota, a maintenance engineer at Bellagio Hotel and Casino, honored for teamwork and a service-first mindset. The authority said nominations for the next round will be accepted through the end of April. Workforce stability and talent development remain central concerns for operators and the LVCVA alike. Recognition programs like Hospitality Heroes are practical investments in morale and retention, said Maria Delgado, Senior Director of Labor Strategy at the Nevada Hospitality Council. As visitation patterns change, the industry must keep investing in training and frontline incentives to maintain Las Vegas' global reputation for service. Scott, speaking after his appointment, framed his role in operational and workforce terms. "I am honored to join the LVCVA board and look forward to working with elected officials, resort leaders, and our hospitality workforce to support responsible growth for the destination. Our focus should be delivering consistent, high-quality guest experiences while ensuring career pathways for employees across the valley." Las Vegas tourism has broadly rebounded since the pandemic, driven by large conventions, leisure travel, and expanded entertainment offerings. The LVCVA's board composition often reflects that mix of public officials and industry leaders. Adding an executive with hands-on property operations is likely to influence discussions about convention infrastructure, talent pipelines, and how resorts position themselves for new markets, including international travelers and sports and entertainment-driven demand.